Hey, what's up? Welcome to Weekend Duty, Episode 6. We got a special show for our international fans today. We're going to be talking about rugby versus American football. Big show, man. I think the international fans are going to love this one, so
see. I'm pumped. Although, I'm definitely on the side of American football, so
hopefully American football's garbage, man. Garbage. Rugby.
Hopefully, maybe you can persuade me to think otherwise, but right now, I'm kind of on the side of American football. Obviously, you're a big rugby fan, so let's get right into it. So, kind of, there's a couple of key points, talking points that we can hit on, and I'll kind of give you my perspective with the football, and you can give kind of your perspective with the rugby. So, first talking point would be the complexity of the game. Which one do you think takes the complex?
American football has far more rules. It's a slow game. It's constantly interrupted. So I think that's way more complex, man. I mean, there's coaches in rugby, but they don't coach during the game. There's no plays to draw up. Like, rugby players know what to do, and they play rugby.
There's no plays in rugby?
I mean, there's like strategy and stuff, but there's no XYZ zip curl out route Omaha.
What about the kind of the anticipation before the play, like before that big kick or like I kind of like the pauses in between.
Nah, man. I like the nonstop action. I'm actually so there's a rugby 15 where there's 15 players on a field. That's kind of a slow game, man. Like, that's like 1 yard at a time. Grinded out rugby. I'm a fan of rugby sevens. Same size field, there's only 7 players. It's a super fast game. They play super short halves, man.
Sounds exhausting.
It's super exhausting. It's unbelievable fast pace, man. And it's nonstop. And that's the thing. In rugby, you get penalized for slowing play. That is a penalty.
There's no offensive lineman in rugby.
No, yeah. Everyone is fit as shit. Like, those rugby dudes are beasts, man.
So, obviously, football takes the complex aspect of the game.
Which is, I think, a negative.
You think it's a negative?
Yeah, man.
I get your point. Fast pace. That's kind of fun, but I think the anticipation and the building of the next play.
Yeah.
It gives you time to think about it. Even like the players playing it and the people watching it, I think it's like, oh my gosh, they got to do this. And you think about 100 different things before the next play goes off. So I think that it kind of gets you pumped.
And I like rugby lets rugby athletes play. Whereas football is like, you can take a player out of the game. You got to start defensive players, just avoid him.
Yeah.
He might get 2 tackles in a whole game. There's no avoiding a star in rugby. That dude's getting the ball, or you're gonna run into a big ass fucking star defender, dude, and smash you. There's no avoiding that.
All right, so I don't know. Obviously, the ball's different, but with the equipment-wise, they don't wear helmets in rugby. They don't wear very many pads, I don't think, right? That's just all man meat, correct?
All man, dude. There's a couple dudes that wear, like, a little light helmet. It's not even really a helmet, man, by American definitions. It's, I don't know what else you'd use it for, man. It's, like, just foam, like thin foam. And a few dudes wear that. And then, not a bunch, but more than the dudes that wear helmets. They just tape their ears down, man, so they don't get ripped off.
When you're concerned about your ears being ripped off, I don't. Ugh.
It's a brutal game, man. I mean, the no pad thing, I think in a way it's good because, American football has a big issue with concussions right now.
Yeah.
It's because you're so padded up, man, you have no fear of hurting yourself. You can launch yourself like a missile at someone and just smash into him. Whereas rugby, man, like, your head's not protected, so don't just fucking throw it in there. You're going to get smashed.
Yeah, that's what they talk about. Like, rugby players are more efficient with tackling because they don't have all the safety equipment. They ensure that their head's not out of the way. And don't you in rugby have to tackle with your arms? Like, football, you can just straight check somebody. Like, throw your shoulder right in.
I mean, dudes get blown up in rugby for sure, but it's pretty rare. There's no high tackles, so like around the shoulders and stuff, you can't launch your shoulder into someone's head, basically.
Shit happens all the time in football.
Yeah, but it's more form. Plus, in rugby, you're definitely trying to. The rugby ball is harder to hold on to than American football, so you're trying to strip the ball back. Like that's how you get the ball.
Yeah. So you're not so focused on hurting the person, just actually trying to.
So a lot of times, it's an advantage to hold the player up because. As long as their knees don't touch the ground, man, like, you can just get three dudes on there just bashing the ball, like, trying to get the ball out. So, they definitely, I don't know. There's mixed things. American Sevens, I mean, I watch, obviously I root for the American team. They're not that great, but they've been doing better. But they have two dudes on their team that are super fast, like, world-class sprinter speed, like, run the 110 seconds flat. But those dudes do not tackle, man. One guy, Carlin Isles, he pretends to tackle, but he'll just like fall to the ground like a foot before the dude gets there. And then the other dude's better. I can't remember his first name. Something Baker. But man, that dude's kind of a beast. He's accepted the role of tackling a little bit, so he's killing it. But
so when it comes to tackling injuries, you would. There's probably more injuries in football, definitely. You talked about the concussion thing. I think that's a lot bigger in football than it is in rugby, just because dudes are just throwing their bodies at each other at full speed. But I think you probably have the same amount of injuries, like knees blowing out and all that jazz. So with all the injuries, who do you think is tougher, rugby players or football players?
I mean, I think just overall you have to go with rugby players because they every single one of them participates in the game. Like, they're all doing something tough. I mean, football players are strong and muscular and they're great athletes, but they're not in there, like, mixing it up, smashing each other all the time. You constantly hear cornerbacks that don't like to tackle, wide receivers that don't want to go over the middle.
I sense a hint of a little bias on your side.
I like rugby sevens. I mean, I like American football, man. I'm a big college football fan. But I think, like, a outside looking in, man, like, you have to – these dudes are more conditioned athletes. And they're just all participating in the game, man. Like, you're just – I just like the fact that they're just letting people play. It's not a slow-down, grind-out game. It's just once the ball's in play, man, you're just going for it.
I think with the injury thing, it's so funny, and I don't want to bring another sport into it, but I got to compare it to the pussy-ass sport, soccer. And I know
soccer,
you love soccer.
Soccer's a beautiful game, man.
They're a bunch of bitches. And, I can think of a couple of instances where, I think it was even on Facebook that I saw it, there was, like, it showed a football player, like, relocating his knee in the game, jumping up and continuing to play. Then it cut to a rugby player who put his shoulder back into place. And then it cut to the soccer player who got his ear flicked. And he falls on the ground and starts freaking out.
Yeah, man. Flopping is the worst, dude. I played soccer in high school. There's so many times where, like, if someone hits you and you just keep going, like, you still have the advantage. But these dudes get touched and they go down. I think it ruins the game of soccer. And they really need to do something about that if they want soccer to become, like, a popular American sport.
You can't even respect that. It's like, are you kidding me? You know you're on camera, right?
There's actually a saying. I think it's soccer is a gentleman's game played by thugs, and rugby is a thug game played by gentlemen.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of bullshit happening in soccer. Whereas rugby, the other thing in soccer too is like when those dudes start arguing with the refs, man, like throw them the fuck out of the game. Like, don't let them get in your face and push you and shit. And that's where a lot of that comes from. Rugby refs, like, they never yell. Those dudes are big dudes, and like the refs are always in control, and they just a lot of times like, hey, knock that shit off, man. And that's it. So
I've got a gun. Stop. Those refs are packing heat in rugby games. That's my assessment.
But with the going back to the injury thing you mentioned, the blown out knees and stuff, rugby's actually this last Rugby Sevens tournament was in Las Vegas. They travel the world and play tournaments in different locations. In Las Vegas, that was the first time they played on turf. They always play on natural grass, which I think cuts down on knee injuries.
The natural grass?
Natural grass does, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was the first time they played. And a lot of those dudes, it's kind of funny, like a lot of the foreign teams, like they never played on turf before. It was literally the first time they played on turf their whole lives. And they were like just wearing their shorts and like nothing on their elbows. You know, you play on turf, like you want to tape your elbows up, tape your knees up because you're going to get turf burn. Yeah. These dudes had like no idea about that. So it's kind of funny just seeing these international players that have always played on grass just get torn up.
Maryland. Ooh, it hurts. I hate turf. It's terrible. You get those like little like black fucking rubber things that's on the turf too, all over in your shoes and shit.
At least
some of the turfs I played, I don't know what it is, like these little black rubber rocks in them. So what do you think about like the sportsmanship kind of between football? I mean, I know growing up with Pee Wee after the game, I mean, even up until I think after the game, shaking hands is all the way through college, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think athletes always respect other athletes. I mean, it's pretty rare that you hate someone just because they're on the other team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a team. It's not like a gang against you or anything. I'm amazed in rugby because, like, dudes get, you know, you're not wearing pads and you're in those scrums, like you're head to head, and they're right there just bitching about it. And I think one thing I like about rugby too is like every dude out there is fucking has the confidence of Conor McGregor in their toughness. So like there's constantly like a dude will stand up and push the other guy, and 9 times out of 10 the other dude laughs like, oh, you want to fucking do this right now? Like, let's do it. So, like, I love that aspect of it.
They're all about to throw down.
Yeah. And in football, man, like, when those dudes fight with all those pads on and you see a dude throw a punch at a helmet, like, you just think, like, how dumb is that dude? Like, what's the chance? And then occasionally, you know, someone takes their helmet off and uses it as a weapon, and you're thinking, what the fuck's that guy thinking?
Are you trying to go to prison right now?
Yeah, like, that's a weapon. Jesus. So, but the sportsmanship thing, I think athletes respect athletes.
Yeah, but then you get, like, guys like Richard Sherman, and I mean, there's plenty more, but he's probably the most relevant shit talker in the NFL right now. And it's like, you're all playing a game where you get paid millions of dollars. Like, why are you so mad at everybody?
Yeah. I don't know where you draw that anger from when you're a millionaire, but
You're like, I'm here, they're paying me millions of dollars, I'm playing a game, like, I love my teammates, I love the other players' team, like, I'm just gonna go out there and catch the ball.
That's the other thing about the NFL, like, those dudes are paid so much money. Some rugby players, like, on the national teams and stuff, make good money, but, not like NFL salaries. And I think the Rugby 7 guys, even like the best team, New Zealand, has one of the better teams. And I read that those dudes make like 45,000 New Zealand dollars. I have to assume that's worth less than an American dollar because I'm American. they're not making a lot. And yeah, it's hard to imagine an NFL dude like losing a game and being like, ah, fuck, man, I got to go home, drive my Bentley home to my mansion. Like, do they really care that much if they win or lose when you're, like, you get the money no matter what?
Which I think it's kind of bogus because, I mean, it kind of, you know, like, people talk about growing up playing sports, like, losing makes you want to do better, train harder, like, get better at whatever you're trying to do or accomplish so that you never feel like you lost again. But I feel like when all these dudes are walking home to their, not walking, like you said, driving their Bentleys home, are they really losing? Like, I think... Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. You know, there's a lot of players that get that big salary, and then they suck because
they just don't care anymore.
Yeah, they got paid. They're getting that money no matter what.
Like, you can't stop doing the thing that got you the money in the first place.
Yeah.
And I think it should be, though, man. I think it should be strictly on if you win the game or not, how much you actually did in the game. And then you'd be like... It's kind of, it's funny, but it's like our EPR systems in the Air Force. Like, you're being rated on what you do, hopefully now, that's going to make you want to do better all the time, which is overall going to make everybody do better because they're trying to outdo you. So you got, if you're fourth string fucking running back who's probably getting close to $500,000 who just shows up every day, if they're like, hey, we're going to give you $40 million for your contract, if you win games, like, he might start doing a lot better and giving first string a run for his money. Which in there, first string is going to have to do better. I don't know. It's just weird to give guys $40 million for things they haven't done yet.
Yeah, there's not a lot of incentive once you're paid to stay on top. Especially, like, if you weren't driven before. I think a lot of guys, Jamarcus Russell, like, there's guys that can make it to the NFL just based off of pure talent and not through any kind of work. And then they get that first contract, man, and then next thing you know, you got a 300-pound quarterback showing up to practice, and he sucks. So,
for sure.
But I think in the rugby NFL discussion, you have to bring up Jarryd Hayne, former rugby player, current 49er player.
Hell yeah, 49ers.
I mean, it's hard because I'm not disrespecting football players. Like, they're great athletes. They don't have the conditioning that a rugby player has. They're trained for short bursts. The rugby player's got to play the whole game. But Jarryd Hayne, man, I mean, he's a rugby player. He came over, tried out for an NFL team, made the practice squad, eventually, like, made the active roster, and. And he's coming back for his second year, so that's pretty good. I think he's 28 years old. For a 28-year-old dude who's never played American football to, like, show up and be like, hey, I want to try this and make an NFL team, I think it shows what kind of athlete some of the rugby players are.
Definitely. I think him doing it, you might see that a little bit more. It's just the... I think it's funny, too, you talk about that money thing. You ain't never going to see an NFL player like, oh, I think I'm going to go try out rugby. Like, yeah. Unless you, like to play rugby, the money's just like, you're taking $30 million cut.
I actually saw a thing on YouTube. There's a Vice Sports. They do some good sports stories. But there's a guy, he's Australian, and he's taken American football players, college football players that didn't make the pros but are good athletes. And he's trying to convert him to, I don't know if it's rugby or Australian rules football. But he's bringing him down there, man. And they're trying to transition to that game. And it's rough for him. Some dudes are doing all right. But there's a lot of dudes that are still playing in, like, the really low divisions, like the local teams. You know, they're making, like, $500 a month playing down there. So... I mean, I think if rugby was a big sport, I think America would be good at it. We just have huge people. But it's a different level of fitness. Like, I wish I was a rugby, like, that's my ideal build, I think, a rugby player. Just muscle mass, but can run forever.
Yeah. I like that, too. That's a good goal, rugby player build. Everybody's trying to figure out what kind of physique they want. I think that's a decent one.
Yeah.
All right, man. You want to try to keep them around 20 minutes. We're at about 20 minutes right now. Got any closing remarks?
Wrap it up, man. I mean, just, you know, cancel your NFL subscription and get on this Rugby Sevens.
What?
I don't even know where to watch it, man. I think they only broadcast the American one, but yeah.
You got to go find it on the line.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is like, they'll just play games back-to-back, which is amazing to me. And then, like, for the championship game, they'll take, like, a 40-minute break in between and then play it, but...
Well, let all the players cool down.
Yeah, you got to be a well-conditioned athlete to play. But yeah, man, they're both great sports to watch. American football definitely has a great atmosphere, but I just like rugby. It's just a little more freedom.
Yep.
Rugby. So.
All right.
That's my vote.
Bringing it to an end, ladies and gentlemen. Please let us know what you think. All right, let's see if I can get this right. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We need to start having one of them Snapchat follower and things. We can do all that fun stuff. But let us know what you think. Comment, complain, bitch, gripe, whatever. But just let us know that you're out there. All right. Thanks for listening.